parents feel that there's a lack of respect, their voices are not being heard. And this is what I want to change. I want to bring that back, that respect. I know it's going to be hard to get.
Stephen Buccilli is a civil engineer at Watts Architecture and Engineering. The North Buffalo resident is married to a city school teacher. Buccilli says parents must have a voice on school policy and programs that affect the education of their children. When it comes to district leadership, Buccilli points to a lack of transparency that he says is blocking out parents. Buccilli also voiced concern with the poor hiring practices recently conducted by school superintendent Pamela Brown involving two administrators without proper certification.
I believe that if a qualification is you have to be certified, I'm a licensed engineer in New York State. I feel that if you do not have these certifications, you should not be considered qualified for the position.
But Buccilli was careful when asked by Buffalo News education reporter Mary Pasiak if he would like to see the superintendent fired.
But when you're elected to the board, it's possible that within even a couple of days,
yes,
it might come to a vote. So you might need to make a decision based
rather hastily and quickly. No,
right,
I agree.
Based on no more information than you have now. So if there were a vote today, if you were on the board right now, if there were a vote right away, which way would you
vote? Today, like I said, with the information I have, in good conscience, I would not be able to vote to retain her or remove her. I would need to ask some specific questions, such as the roles and responsibilities. Was it clear defined to her of what the board was looking for? Is she following the directions of the current board? These questions I would definitely need to ask before making a decision. I feel impromptu decisions lead you down the wrong path. I see that personally and in my professional life.
Steve, this is such a hotly contested race. Why did you decide to run?
Too many people that I know, personally, neighbors in North Buffalo where I live, leave the area because of the schools. Parents do not know if they can get their child into one of the performing schools, and just they can't afford to put it into a private school, and it needs to change. My wife's been a teacher in the district for about 9 years now, and she tells me the dysfunction that goes on in there from all levels, not just at the teachers, not just the admin, not just the parents. I feel as a community we need to come together to do this, and I want to see a change. I have a skill set of an engineer, of being able to work with three people to make policies, look over proposals. And that's one thing I feel I pride myself on, is asking the questions, what went wrong? What are we going to do? How are we going to fix this?
As an engineer, Buccilli believes the district should expand vocational education and career certification programs for its students.
The certification programs for some of our vocational education was removed because of the state reductions, the amount of hours that could be into CTE programs. I want to try and restate that so when students come out of here, they can have these already certifications, apprenticeship certifications. I feel that's necessary.
But Buccilli admits finding funding for the program could be difficult as the district faces a deficit. There was about a 10% cut in the careers and technical education programs. Buccilli is stressing parent involvement and says the district must provide more outreach and information for city school parents. Opponent Giselle Stokes is also focused on the parents. Stokes says a lack of parental engagement is a major issue in the district's dysfunction. She's a parent of a Buffalo school student.
Decisions are made and parents aren't involved in that process. I think one thing that we should be doing is making sure parents are a part of the process and not a reaction to the process.
Stokes has direct educational experience working as a social worker for King Center Charter School. In a Buffalo News survey conducted with the candidates, Stokes was listed as saying she would retain Superintendent Brown. But when Buffalo News education reporter Deidre Williams asked her about her support for Brown, we got a different response.
Now, you believe that Superintendent Pamela Brown should be retained. Why?
I've never said that. I've actually said that I think it's important for us to, for me at least, to be at the table to have firsthand information in order to make a decision. Now, I have said several times that if anyone's not doing what they should be doing as it relates to the students and my child in Buffalo Public School, they should not be retained from the superintendent all the way down to the administrators and building leaders. However, I do think that I couldn't make a decision, a sound decision, from the outside looking in. And I need to be able to be at the table to make that decision wholeheartedly.
But you might say Stokes is one of the more controversial candidates that will be on the ballot. She was recently arrested.
You were recently pulled over and arrested for having marijuana in your car, failing to respond to an outstanding harassment violation. How can you explain those charges to our audience and to a student that would look up to you as a role model?
I know. And a lot of my students, we've had several conversations about those things. Those were all things that I was alleged to have had, and I'm not guilty of those things, and those things will be dismissed. It's just a process that has to happen. And it's unfortunate that it had to happen.
Stokes says any further questions surrounding her legal matters must be referred to her attorney, since her case remains in the courts. Stokes has close ties to City Hall. She's connected to Grassroots, the political action organization tied to Mayor Byron Brown. But Stokes says it doesn't matter because it's all about the children, and she's working to make changes despite her political ties.
I have ties to a lot of organizations, actually, because I am a social worker. So I do a lot of things with family court. I do a lot of things with City Hall. I do a lot of things with nonprofits such as CAO and things of that nature. So I have a lot of connections in the community because I'm kind of all over the community often.
And even though Stokes works at a charter school, she doesn't see any conflict if elected to the school board. She notes her daughter attends Public School 64. As a social worker at the school, Stokes witnesses social issues of inner city students, something she believes needs to be addressed by the Buffalo School District. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.